It was the early morning on. Many of them were still trying to figure out what has happened. Shaken, scared, dispersed. They just watched their beloved master sentenced to death. They just watched their beloved friend whipped and crucified. They just saw the Messiah taken down from the cross and buried. And the one who was to bring the fullness of the kingdom of Israel, the one who was to free them, the one who was to lead them to become a powerful nation, the one that was so much full of hope, suddenly is buried. And now they go, trying to figure out what's still going on, what to do next, and what they find is an empty tomb. What do we do now? What happened? Who would do that? Who would do that? Last night, as we were celebrating the mysteries of the Easter Vigil, we read the readings from the Old Testament that began with the story of creation. The creation of the world, the living creatures, the trees and plants, the division of between the day and night, the sky and the earth, the creation of the human existence in human person. And at the end of the creation, we read in the book of Genesis, God looked at all of that and he saw it as very, very good. Out of good, God created the world. Out of good, we come to existence. Out of good, we have our abilities, potential. The world that is given to us is out of good and for good. But then we also, as we continue down after the story of creation, we continue down reading that the human person, being blessed by so much, began to question the idea, do I really need God? After all, life feels so comfortable and so good. And they began to challenge the very author of everything good that was around them and in them. And thus they introduced into their own existence the consequence of sin, the pain of death, life without God. And it was not good. And suddenly people remembered the days of old when things were different, better, full of blessing. And they recalled who was the author of that. And they began to pray to God again, trying and calling upon God, spare us. And throughout the Old Testament, we have the history of salvation, the history of the humankind, the history of love between God and the people, between God and his creation. And they were able to do beautiful things, create kingdoms, give wisdom, share the blessings. And they were also able to create destruction, wars, life without God. And the cycle of salvation goes on. For today, as we look into the history of the New Testament, the history of the modern day world, we see the same. We rejoice in the blessings and graces. We rejoice in the life of plentiful. We rejoice in the opportunities and wisdom we experience and share. And we too sometimes come to the moment when we begin to question, do we need God? Or sometimes we hear the words, if you still believe, you do not belong to the 21st century. If you still believe in God, there is something not right perhaps with you. And then we come to the reality. As I was thinking about the passion of Christ, the challenges of the church, of the Good Friday, I was thinking about the time since last Easter vigil, the last Easter celebration. And I was thinking and praying, what happened to our own local family, to our local church, to our own journey of faith? For a moment we thought we are moving forward. For a moment we thought we do not have to worry about anything anymore, but to live in a blessing and a grace of God. And for a moment, we found ourselves crushed beneath the weight of the cross. The few who have abused the privilege of joy and power, though the few who have taken the blessing of God for granted and used it only for their own benefit, created pain and suffering for the whole family of God. Created chaos, created a moment that may only allow us to think and feel as the apostles right after the crucifixion, as they watched their beloved master deceived, sold for 30 pieces of gold, whipped, crucified, and even pierced through with a lance, just to make sure he is dead. The disciples were scared. They were terrified. They weren't sure what to do, what to think, how to move on. So they did run, shaken like many of us, thinking, how do we move forward? What do we do now? How do we see our faith alive again? What can we do to bring back the good days of old, as we might say, when things were different, when we could focus on the joy of the gospel, when we could face our friends and relatives, and rather than be jeered at, being challenged and questioned and making jokes of, we could share with them, I am Catholic, I believe, come with me. But how many of us today, looking at the reality of our church, might just be like those apostles of old, hiding in the upper room, scared to mention, thinking, is the time for me now? But there is the truth. There is a different story today. The women who went to the tomb, they found it empty. And the angels who proclaimed the good news to them. Go tell your friends. Go tell your brothers. He is not dead. He is living. For the things that came out of the good are to remain good. For the blessing of God that was part of the creation, eternal God, continues on. For the history of salvation of the humanity lies not on one-time event, but is part of our own journey. So today, as much as we are scared, fearful, confused, perhaps living for a moment in a darkness, Christ comes with the message of resurrection. Rise, rise and go and share the good news. We have the choice to make. We can remain in the darkness of the pain and suffering of betrayal and misguided thoughts. Or we can listen to the truth of the gospel, reminding ourselves that God is with this creation. God is with us. And even in the moments of darkness, He is ready to become the new light, new road, new Messiah, leading us to the fullness of life here on earth and in eternity to come. So today, overcoming the sadness of the Good Friday, overcoming the pains of the cross, rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus. And go into the world with a heart full of, not of fear, but with a heart full of Christ's truth. Proclaim the good news. Share the goodness that is in your life. Let's share the blessing that is part of the world around us. Bring the truth about again. Proudly proclaim, like the women that ran from the tomb, He is not dead. He is risen, and He is in our hearts and minds and in our church and in our very life.